Welcome back. Aren't we lucky in this country? We've got so many great races in horse racing. Of course, the Everest and Caulfield Cup last week. We've got Cox Plate tomorrow. Then we go into the Melbourne Cup and the Spring Carnival there at Flemington. And we've got some great horses, some great jockeys as well. And I'm pleased to say one of the all-time legends of the sport is on the line this morning, Glenn Boss. Good morning, Bossy.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good, mate. Long time no speak, but gee, you've had a bit going on in your world, so you've relocated to Melbourne permanently. Your time in Sydney is over. How are you going down there?
Yeah, no, I'm good, mate. It was just, it was a bit of a, it was a real family decision. Obviously, I love Sydney. I love working up there and had some great success in the last 2 years. And it just come time where my wife, it was a tough watch to watch her in the last 12 months where she really wanted to be back with the kids. They're young adults, but you need to be around your family. And this decision was always coming. It was just now that through COVID and whatnot, we really made that decision. And then as soon as the gates opened up, we left.
I mean, you guys get used to riding all around the world and you're obviously on the road a heck of a lot, but you do have to have a base, and that's been your base up here in Sydney. So how do you reflect on your time here?
Oh, it's incredible. I come back from Singapore with less than zero. And in 2 years, I won 8 Group 1s, won an Everest, won a Golden Eagle, and I think I won 24 other group and stakes races. So that was a pretty cool 2 years, to be very honest. And up until sort of, when I was trying to get down to Melbourne, 3 months ago, that would have continued on with the, I was on the incentivized, obviously, in Melbourne, that would have just continued on, but things just went a bit pear-shaped. It's been a wonderful 2 years, to be very honest.
Yeah, and I remember we had that chat when you came back from Singapore, and even with everything that you've achieved, mate, and so much that you had ahead of you, it's hard to start again, and the phone needs to start ringing again, and that was a bit of a tough time there.
Oh yeah, but those are good times. Like you really find out about yourself. You challenge yourself one more time, and you have to reconnect and build a base, and obviously, get with trainers and owners, get their confidence, and that's just part of the challenge, isn't it? People might know who you are, but it's a result driven business, and you've got to show that you can still do the job. So I'm pretty confident I showed Australian race in the last couple of years, I'm pretty well still up to the job.
So where are you at in terms of quarantine at the moment? Are you out of that yet?
Yeah, we're out of that now. Obviously, the rules are changing here in Australia daily. We were to do the 6 days, but now that was cut back. So, I rode in trials at Flemington this morning. And, so we're looking forward to the everything getting opened up and Australia getting back to what Australia does well. And let's be outside and playing sport.
Yeah, and having crowds to do so, that's going to be the kicker down there, isn't it? And I guess you're looking forward to Cox Plate Day. It's a magic day in Australian racing. Obviously, you don't have the ride in the Cox Plate. You've got a couple that I've seen on the card throughout the day. So let's talk about the Cox Plate. You know what it's like to win. Unfortunately, Sir Dragonet isn't here and won't be there for you tomorrow. How do you win a Cox Plate at this quirky track that is Moonee Valley?
Well, obviously, you've got to have a horse that's in form. That's obviously the number one thing. I mean, history shows that only the very good elite horses win this race. It's one of those races where the best horses seem to be found in the market. The market gets it right a lot because it's almost 50% of favourites win this race. And you've just, obviously, you need to be on the horse that's my favourite horse at that distance. And that's got to be in form. That's first and foremost. And then you just got to... It's a great race to ride in because it's a tricky place. And I love the valley. It's just it's a real thinking person's track. You can, you can manoeuvre yourself around, and you can sort of get yourself in the right spot at the right time to give your animal a good chance of winning. So it's just one of them field tracks. It's kind of one of them races. I don't really, for me personally, I don't bog myself down in too much form because you go into this race expecting the unexpected. It happens often, more than often, and you've just got to be able to go out there and really just any circumstance that really get thrown up at you in the face. So, yeah, that's my advice for anyone riding in this race, is just be aware of your situation, be aware of the horses around you, but just be mindful that you've got to be really able-leading all the time.
What about the horses, Bossy? Does it matter that not one of the 10 horses in this field has raced at Moonee Valley?
Not really. I mean, you've got experienced jockeys on them. That might be a concern, but the valley, they seem to get around the valley better than any horse. The last sort of half mile, I guess, when you feel and then around the corner, horses spend much closer for in uphill. And then you've got that beautiful camera.
Yeah, all right. The line's a bit dodgy, mate. Just a quick one. So you were looking at incentivised for the Melbourne Cup. However, that hasn't played out just because of the way the world is at the moment. Are you working on a ride for the big one? Right at the wrong time, Bossy. Sorry, mate, your line's dropped out. I might just quickly hand you back to Tom, our producer. We'll just see if I can reconnect that one, because we need to find out. I know he's short with time this morning, but we do need to find out if Bossy's got himself a ride. Zaki, by the way, is favourite for the Cox Plate, $2.90 at the moment, and has drawn well in Barrier 6. I know that Animo is a particular pick for Glenn Boss. Bossy, I think we've got the line back. So our listeners want to know, mate, I couldn't let you go on a dodgy line. Where are you at with Melbourne Cup?
Right. Yeah, like I said, you know, with Sir Dragonair going missing only a week ago, he was going to be my Cox Plate Melbourne Cup ride, and that left us, you know, searching again. So yeah, we've got negotiations going with a couple. Nothing confirmed yet.
Okay, good. Well, we'll stay in contact. Best of luck tomorrow, mate. Enjoy Cox Plate Day. You'll be watching the big one, but I know that you've got a couple of rides. Great to catch up.
Thanks for your support. Cheers.
Anytime. Always great to have the legend that is Glenn Boss on the line. Four-time winner of the Cox Plate. So he won in 2005 on Maccabi Diva, So You Think, 2009, Ocean Park, 2012, and last year with Sir Dragonair. And if you missed the story around Sir Dragonair, broke down with a catastrophic injury at track work and had to be euthanized. So it looked as though G Boss was going to have Sir Dragonair in the field and then parlay that, if you like, into the Melbourne Cup. But unfortunately, Sir Dragonair had to be put down. So by my reckoning at the moment, G Boss features twice on the card tomorrow. He's got Sharper in race 7 at Moonee Valley, which currently is a $61 chance. And he has All Hallows Eve in the final race, race 10, which is about $40 at the moment. So Zaki, the favourite for the Cox Plate. Animo is Bossy's pick, even though it has drawn wide in barrier number 10, but carrying 49.5 kilos. We touched on this with Chris and with Jason Richardson the other day. 49.5 kilos. So the toppies are giving up 10 kilos to Animo and Captivant. 59 kilos for Zaki, for Dallasan, for Gold Trip, for Callsign Mav. 57.5 for Moonga, a heck of a horse for Annabelle Neesham. She's got two runners in this race. Very elegant, of course, with Damien Lane, 57 kilos. Probabile for Brett Preble, 57. Brett coming off the Caulfield Cup win on Incentivise, and he will take that ride in the Melbourne Cup. Glenn Boss was booked to take Incentivise, which has already been paid out by the bookies, by some of the betting agencies. Just amazing. And then, of course, all the quarantine and COVID situation started to kick in, and that ruled him out of that ride. But if you're sitting there with a runner in the field and you know that G Boss is available, a three-time winner of the Melbourne Cup aboard one of our greatest horses ever in Maccabi Diva, surely you've got to have Glenn Boss on your lineup, on your list of thinking, who are we going to pick? I know where I'll be going. Leah Blaney, the Young Matildas coach, will join me after the news. We've also got some questions, or some answers to some questions, for Vossi's Taking Care of Quizness edition for Monday. So make sure you stick around. 0457 736 736.